It is now 5:30 PM. I call to order the regular meeting of the Harper Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for September 29th, 2021. Commissioners, please ensure you are speaking directly into the microphone and that you please state your name for the record each time you speak. I am Chairman Robinson. The P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents provide the City Council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for approved final plats, all votes are recommendations and are forwarded to the City Council for final decision. Staff will call on each commissioner and note commissioners present and absent, please.
Chairman Robinson.
Present.
Vice Chair Robinson. Marking Vice Chair Robinson as absent. Secretary Parker.
Present.
Commissioner Webster.
Present.
Commissioner Taylor. Marking Commissioner Taylor as absent. Commissioner Schein.
Present.
Commissioner McCann.
Present.
Commissioner Wadford.
Present.
Commissioner Carey.
Present.
Alternate Stegmeier.
Present.
And alternate Heidbrink.
Present.
And alternate Austin.
Present.
Thank you.
All right, we do have a quorum. I'm not going to pull anybody up tonight because we won't be here very long. Okay, everybody, please silence your cell phones or electronic devices, anything out there that will make noise. Please silence those at this time. And flip this page. Okay, first order of business is going to be the approval of the agenda for the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for September 29th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion. Commissioner Webster.
Okay, Commissioner Webster makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Schein, second.
Commissioner Schein, seconds. Okay, any discussion, commissioners? None? Okay. Young lady, please call.
Chairman Robinson.
Vote to approve.
Secretary Parker.
Approve.
Commissioner Webster.
Approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Approve.
Commissioner Wadford.
We're approving the agenda.
From last time,
No, it's the agenda
Matter.
For today.
Oh, for today, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Approved.
Thank you. Commissioner Carey?
Approved.
Thank you.
All right. 7-0. That passes. All right. Under our consent agenda item is the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held on August 25th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Schein, motion to approve.
Okay. Commissioner Schein motions. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Carey seconds.
Commissioner Carey seconds. Any discussion? No? Okay, commissioners, our young lady, please.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Secretary Parker.
I'm going to abstain.
Commissioner Webster.
Approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Approve.
Commissioner Wadford.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, and Commissioner Carey?
Approve.
All right, so we have five.
Six. Five.
Five.
Thank you.
Good try. All right, so 5-2.
Two.
Okay. I guess 5-2, and if it'll be two. No, there's two abstain is. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, rolling right on here. All right, report of the City Council results from the September 14th, 2021 meeting. Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. At the September 14th City Council meeting, the council did review the cases that we had discussed at the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The first case that they heard was the rezoning application to go from R1 to R1 and R1A, the Garden Home District. At 13436 East Niceway. This is on FM 2410 East Niceway, going out towards Belton, located on the north side of Niceway or FM 2410. Planning and zoning did recommend approval, and council did support that recommendation and voted to approve as well. The next case that they heard was the rezoning case for the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center at 12560 East Niceway. So that case was going from R1 to R1 with a conditional use permit for the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. Planning and zoning did recommend approval with conditions, and city council also voted the same manner and recommended or did approve with the recommended conditions by Planning and Zoning Commission. The next case that city council discussed at the meeting was the conditional use permit for the accessory dwelling unit on Evergreen Drive, located on the north side of town. Planning and Zoning Commission recommended denial for the case due to proposed use and rezoning would likely have an adverse impact on adjoining uses and zoning districts, and because the proposed use and rezoning is not compatible with existing uses in the neighborhood, city council made the final decision to disapprove the application with for the condition that the proposed use and rezoning was not compatible with existing uses in the neighborhood. And then the last rezoning case that the council discussed that evening was the another conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit on Thai Valley Road, 2307 Thai Valley. Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval and city council, or approval with conditions, and city council did support that recommendation. There were existing accessory dwelling units in this neighborhood, and so therefore council voted to support the recommendations by P&Z with a vote of 5-0. And then the last case that was heard at the city council meeting was the adoption of the flume. The council decided by consensus requested to put this item on a future agenda, and no action was taken. They wished to have more opportunities to receive public input and to tweak some areas where intent needed to be clarified. In particular, there's three areas, one of them being the rezoning case that we're hearing tonight on South Ann, and then also the apartment complexes on the north side of I-14 and Lookout Ridge was reverted back to the community center land use, and council decided that based off of their recent public comments that have been made, that the parcel on 2410 in front of Fawn Valley would begin the pattern of residential and commercial transition from the corridors to the center development, instead of having that long strip of commercial zoning on 2410 that has been in the past. They decided to make it those more concentrated circles of like the B3, B4 zoning. So those are the three areas that were going to be revisited. And that was all I had for that.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right, next is going to be the recognition of affidavits for conflicts of interest.
We have received none.
All right, very good. All right, next item is public comments. At this time, comments will be taken from the audience on non-agenda related topics for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes per person. To address the Planning and Zoning Commission, please clearly set your name and address to the Planning and Development Administrative Assistant prior to making a comment. No action may be taken by the Planning and Zoning Commission during public comments. Are there any citizens who wish to speak on a non-agenda related item at this time? Is there anyone that would like to speak on a non-agenda related topic at this time? All right, very good. You guys are working with me very well tonight. Very well. Page here. All right, under agenda item 7 are public hearings. The first one is going to be Z21-24, conduct a public hearing to discuss, consider recommending an ordinance to change zoning designation from B3 local business district to B4 secondary and highway business district on property described as Meadow Acres, Block 6, lot part of 7, 8, east 14 and a half feet, of north 130 feet of 7, and the west 85.5 feet of the north 130 feet of 8, generally located 808, 810, and 812 South Ann Boulevard, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Bell.
Okay. You may notice that the addressing is a little different on this parcel. Historically, the addresses were assigned to each individual suite. That is not how we assign addresses now. So while the parcel is 808, it is referred to as 808, 810, and 812 because each suite in there was dedicated as their own address. So the property consists of about 0.29 acres and has an existing commercial building of 4,000 square feet with an open porch consisting of 500 square feet. The city has spoken with someone interested in leasing 808 and 810 for the purposes of a gaming facility. However, that application cannot be submitted until the until after zoning is appropriate for the parcel.
Is that going to be like Xbox or?
No. both the owner and the applicant have been advised that Bell County approval would also be required for the a gaming business in this location. Existing land use to the north is commercial, south is retail, east is retail, and west is that 107, that vacant piece of land just to the west of the parcel. Thank you. Future land use per the 2007 zoning comprehensive plan, I apologize, was listed as commercial. The proposed 2021 future land use map, the one that we're still pending working on, identifies this area as the commercial or the community center. And then current zoning, sorry, if you'll go back to that one. Current zoning is typically B3 and B4 surrounding the entire parcel. We did send out 34 notices to the property owners within the 400-foot area and have received one response back recommending approval and one response back recommending denial. If you'll notice, only the approval only the notice that recommending approval is located within that 200-foot buffer. Thank you. I believe the applicant or their representative is here to answer any questions, should you have any for them, and I am also available for questions.
Very good. Commissioners, do you have any questions for Mrs. Spell?
That's
yes, sir.
Commissioner McCann.
McCann, he's Webster's.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Doesn't that location fall within the school zone? Too close to a school to even have that type of establishment?
So based off of our current regulations for a gaming type facility, say as an arcade center, it would work, but for Bell County's information, that type of facility would not necessarily meet the current requirements as adopted.
And they want B4 basically to go 24 hours throughout the night, right?
So under our code of ordinances, any type of gaming facility, be it an arcade or some type of, and I don't want to use the term gambling, but that type of facility requires to have a B4 zoning for our local ordinances. We don't have anything specific towards those types of machines since it is controlled by Bell County.
Mr. Webster?
I had one question, maybe I have two now. That 107, is that landlocked?
There is an alleyway there that is available to all the public, and it was previously divided like that when it came into the city. And so it's one of those outlier parcels that as items develop or redevelop, then we look at providing them access.
I think we had a building there that we, under the building standards, we had destroyed.
It was actually further to the, I think further to the west.
Was it further to the west?
Yeah, it wasn't on that property. The 806 there, that guy also owns that 107. The guy has a car wash, has that 107 also.
Okay.
But that one we tore down was further off Harley or somewhere over there.
Okay, maybe yeah. 810 Harley?
Yeah, exactly. That's
yes.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that if there were plans for something to be built there, that there was access.
Yeah, that seems strange there, but he, that guy's pretty sharp. I'm sure he's got it figured out.
Yeah, I'm sure. I guess we only have gaming along the Memorial Highway and the e-commerce area, is that correct? And
so currently, the type of gaming facility that was being a prospective developer here we do not have any authorized by Bell County within the city of Harker Heights. So what we see is for arcade-type facilities, we have the new one going in along 2410 over by the community park. The Gambit Social House will be opening there, but they don't have those same type of machines. It's a different classification. Historically speaking, the type of gaming facilities that are like this are primarily found along VMB.
Yeah, yeah.
Commissioners, any other questions?
I got one.
Yes, sir.
Secretary Parker, the only question I had was, is with this type of gaming facility in the parking situation, I mean, I know like on Veterans, we've had to decline things because, or there was a parking, you know, business couldn't go in because there wasn't enough parking. I mean, seems to me like that's going to be a major issue at this location to turn it to B4.
As Ms. Bell indicated, the applicant has approached us to change it to B4, so any type of B4 business could go in this facility. The applicant, in conjunction with a prospective tenant, approached us in regards to gaming. That doesn't necessarily mean that it would be limited to gaming. It could be anything within the B4 zoning classification that could go at this location. At the time of redevelopment, in order for them to get their certificate of occupancy, they would have to prove up that they had the required amount of parking, landscaping, anything else that would go along with opening a new business at that location.
Well, square footage wise right now, I don't think
it's very limited. Very limited at this location.
All right. Commissioners, any other questions? Okay. All right. Who's here representing this request? Yes, ma'am. If you could please come forward and state your name and your address, please.
I'm short. Jessica Tobert, my address, 509 South 58th Street in Killeen.
Okay. Well, tell us about your project here.
Well, we were approached with the idea. There was someone that was already operating it as this particular gaming room, and so she went down, I guess, during the pandemic time, and she no longer opened, so it had just been sitting there. And so the opportunity came along, and they asked us, would we be interested in taking it over? And I said, sure, I don't know what it all involves. And then we went for it. I did recently speak with the Bell County Fire Marshal, and he did tell me that if the gaming facility was open prior to January 2021, I would be grandfathered into a lot of things that go under the new ordinance that was passed on the 14th.
Are you referring to January 2021, like we're in now, 2021?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Please continue.
And I guess I'm just confused. I don't know what it all entails and what going into rezoning, why it had to be rezoned, because I thought when I was looking at it, it was already zoned in some system as a what I wanted to use it for. So I'm just confused.
Are there games and everything there now?
Yes. They've been in there well over a year.
Did you ever play games there?
No.
No? You gotta play to win.
Yeah.
You know how it goes? You gotta play to win.
Yeah. But I didn't.
Yeah. So the place there, the lease, have you ever done any kind of gaming business before?
No, sir.
No. All right. What kind of business have you been involved with before?
Ooh, now you're asking for my resume.
No, I'm just saying, it's a big thing to jump from, you know, like myself,
mm-hmm.
they wanted me to go out and do something, you know, good chance I wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty much a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's selling something, I can sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, all I'm getting at here is, and I don't know how we're going to vote this or anything else tonight,
mm-hmm.
but I would be checking every single thing,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times, you know, why isn't it open now? I know you said the whole COVID thing and stuff like that, but there may be lots of other reasons why
mm-hmm.
it's not
mm-hmm.
open now.
Yes, sir.
So please do your due diligence on that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to tell me your resume or anything like that. If you feel you can do something there and you want to do something, I'm behind you on that. That's for sure. But the property, you already talked to Bell County, and provided. Since the other gaming place was already in there, it already meets those the the rules from January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, you have any questions for him? Yes, sir.
Question. So, Commissioner McCann, the facility doesn't fall, you know, in line with being too close to the school?
Mm-hmm. Does it?
Yes, I'm asking.
Oh, well, when I talked to the that was the only thing the fire marshal said. I think it is, just to be honest, to be close to the school. But if the lady that we purchased it from was in business before January 2021, I would actually be grandfathered into it.
That's if you met requirements by September 1st, though, correct?
No, I just spoke with him. He told me to wait until I came here.
That's why nobody's passed in the city.
Mm-hmm. It was September 14th, actually, is when I spoke with him. He came to the facility. What date was that? I believe it was Thursday. He came to the facility. I wasn't there, so he called me, and he was asking about what was going on. Was it open, this, that, and the third? And I said, no, it's not open. I haven't opened it yet because I've been going through the motions here. Like, we put an application in. I think 3 weeks last month. I put the application in last month, but I just was going through the regular register and a business process because I live in Killeen. I don't live in Harker Heights. So I didn't know it was much of a difference from Harker Heights to Killeen. So I was just going through those motions to find out. Then I had to apply for the zoning. So my timing frame, it was a little bit off of all these new deadlines because I didn't know I had to take the additional steps as far as planning and zoning. And so I explained that to the fire marshal, and he was like, okay, he understands that, but unless I get approval from y'all, then turn around and then submit my application again to Harker Heights Business, I can't even be considered for what he's doing until I got that process done.
Commissioner Webster?
Okay, so the quick stop stays?
Yes.
So it's just that part on the left?
Yes, sir. So the quick stop is to the, well, if you're standing here, the quick stop is to the right, and then we're to the left, and then there's the grooming facility.
Yeah, I just didn't know what 808 and 810 and 812 were.
Yeah, so they're all in the same space.
Same building, yeah. Mm-hmm. I always wondered what that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I pass it. I pass
it. Our U-totem years ago was on the right, was our U-totem, and on the left was a cleaners at one time, and I think a video store or something like that.
And then my other question is, what are going to be your hours?
Oh, the regulated hours from 8 to 9 p.m.
8 to 9.
Mm-hmm. Commissioners, any other questions? Ma'am, do you know what the last date they were actually open there, gaming, this year?
No, sir.
A few months ago or 6 months ago or?
He didn't really tell us all that. So when he just was asking if we were interested in that, I was going to dig into more of that to find out once I got approval from here. I don't want to give up, you know what I mean? So I was going to dig into once I got approval from here to even go either further to spend, because, you know, you still have to pay the $1,000 and do all that. I did submit for my permit, my gaming permit for Harker Heights already. But I was going to do my research because he's worried I might be getting hustled myself.
Who's that?
The fire marshal.
Fire marshal, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we had a hard time even getting a hold of the owner of this building to even get this paperwork filed.
Okay. All right, commissioners, any other questions? All right, young lady, please have a seat. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Okay, I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to address this matter? Okay, I now close the public hearing. And now, commissioners, it's back to us. Do I have a motion?
Can I ask a question,
sir? Sure.
How were they functioning as a B3 previously?
That's.
Oh. Go ahead, please.
This is Christina Ramirez. That's what we are trying to pull up here. We were not finding any previous business registrations for that same type of business in our file. I apologize, we're pulling it up on the fly here. All we had was the application for the grocery store for that particular address. One of the reasons that this was brought to our attention to begin with is because there was mentioning of taking down a wall and combining it into one suite. And so when we looked into it at that point, we advised them that B3 was not the proper zoning for the type of business that he was looking, and it was a gentleman that approached us to begin with for the type of zoning he was, activity he was wanting to do, that a B4 zoning is required for that type of activity.
So we don't really know if they were playing or not, really.
They actually have the games in there, that something's going
they
on.
They did? Okay.
I mean, that's what she said, the games are in there now.
Just that legally.
Do you know anything about it? Our city, our building official, do you know anything about the property there, sir?
I think there was, I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there was about 5 or 6 years ago, we did a business walkthrough there. If I remember right, this was back before I took this position, so I was still the inspector at the time. But I don't know what happened from there, so all I did was the inspection.
So the 2019 is the most current one that I did find, or that Ms. Spell found on record, and it was for a luxury car company at that location.
Oh, that's a...
That's what it was.
Looks.
Cab,
yes,
sorry.
I think
cab
Adam
car
bought his last
looks
luxury
very
car
similar.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, something in right here. School there, of course. I mean, it is convenient for the kids to walk home and see Dad's truck at the establishment on their way home. But I don't think something's not right on that property. But we're past that point right now. We're
one comment?
Yes, sir.
So if there was no gaming there before, there is no grandfathering clause.
There we go. Good job there.
So we do have our fire marshal here that can ask some questions specific about that. He works hand in hand with the Bell County Fire Marshal, and we've had some correspondence back and forth.
This is Brad Alley, Fire Marshal for the City of Harbor Heights. Chris Mosted, the Bell County Fire Marshal, reached out, and at one point in time, based upon my records, 888 Card and Game Club went into 812 in 19. They subsequently went out of business, and there was another attempt by a different company in August of 20, and those inspections were canceled. Per our regulations, if the ownership changes, the location changes, or the name changes, that invalidates the business license. So that business ceased to exist. So when an ownership change comes about, this is a new owner, so it's not an existing continuation. Does that, everybody kind of understand where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
And so that's one way we affect, myself and Mr. Beard affect, change of use on buildings and things like that. So this, under those conditions, would not be grandfathered because it's not the same owner and same conditions carrying through. And that business, by my records, ceased to exist somewhere around August of 20 because the new inspection was a new business inspector. I don't believe that was ever completed.
Okay. All right. Any questions for Fire Marshal? No.
Well, I don't have a question for him,
yes,
but
sir.
I have a question overall. As this body, we don't approve the business that goes into that location, do we? We are talking about the zoning for that particular parcel. Matters not what they're going to put into it. It's whether we think it should be B4, B3. Then it would be up to some other department in the city to determine whether or not this particular business is good for that spot or not. I'm not making a judgment on whether or not it is, but I don't know that it matters what she's planning to do later because somebody else in the city would have the responsibility for that. The question is, should it be B4? Or should it be B3?
I think it does come into play because the car wash is B4. And it's a car, you know what I'm saying? Because of that use, it has to be in B4, but it's not going to go garner the traffic flow that another business might have. Yeah. So in that circumstance, it would. I agree with you, it shouldn't. But there are certain circumstances where, you know, because of parking and building size and all that, then it does make a difference.
Yeah. And the car wash was actually B3. We changed that to B4 because he wanted to sell cars there way back. And otherwise, B3 would have been sufficient for a car wash. So that's why that's B4 there. We changed that 10 years ago. But I'm with what you're saying there, but there's still some element there as far as neighborhoods, schools, things going on that I feel we have to reach further in there. But we'll figure that out in a minute here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
When you asked that, Mr. Shine, that it doesn't really matter what it is that they want to put in there, but that the zoning is what we're concerned about. I appreciate that fact, but are we not to look at the other things, that the circumstances, and who would the body be that would approve or disapprove it later down the line, is my question.
Sorry, ma'am, we're up here, it's already closed. Yeah. All right.
Who in the city would be responsible for determining whether or not they were legally within the bounds?
Typically, when somebody comes in with a business registration, it gets routed out to multiple departments, the planning and zoning department being one of them, which is how this case came to be. The building official also reviews it, as does the fire marshal, to make sure that they're in compliance with the current codes that the city has adopted, and any building codes, fire codes in addition. Yeah.
Commissioner McCann, how many parking spots are available for this business?
I don't have that in front of me at this time. I could find out, but because it's an existing piece of property, we typically don't review that when they bring in business registrations. When it's new development or redevelopment, then we do review the parking spots that are available and ensure that they meet current code.
So would the person who wants to open it, Commissioner Carey, the person who wants to open it know that in advance? When would they know whether or not there was enough parking there to buy this business, is what she's trying to do?
It's their responsibility to check everything out completely. I mean, the city can tell them things, but ultimately they've got to find out, you know, how much is my water deposit? How much is this? How much is that? How many parkings? And we've had a lot of people that have had parking issues that realize it after the fact that I don't have enough parking here. Yeah, I can't work it. So you're going to say?
This is Secretary Parker. The only thing that I would bring up is that I feel like this area has changed over the years because of City Hall moving out, Lyme's, you know, like just the constant change, the
library,
grocery store, like just everything, that I don't know that a higher level of business zoning is appropriate in that area anymore. If it's toward, you know, on Veterans, I can understand it because it's a heavily traveled road, but this is, even though it is a heavily traveled road, it used to be worse, you know, mm-hmm. and that traffic flow is not quite what it once was. And I don't know that B4 is appropriate down there anymore.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
We already have B4 there across the street and right next to it. So why are you saying is it inappropriate?
No, I'm saying, like, as of today, with the direction that the city has gone back in the day, I mean, I don't know what the dates were on all of those, but at that time, City Hall may have still been down there. I mean, there, you know, the library, the, you know, all that stuff was all right there in that general area. So I could understand, because of traffic flow coming in and out, that you may want B4 zoning. But now that it's, you know, those things, the grocery store, all that's moved out, you don't have that higher level of traffic flow that you once had. And I feel like this is more of a residential business area, you know, small offices, cleaners, you know, those types of things that cater to the residents right there and not necessarily the entire city.
Yeah, I think in this case, it's so small that it's really a residential business. I can't see people from everywhere coming into this little gaming site.
You'd be surprised.
Right here.
Yeah. I do have some experience in owning properties close to in other towns, and it is bad, traffic flow wise.
Okay, guys, and you lady, is there any anything else you guys want to go over? We need a motion.
Make a motion to deny as requested.
Commissioner Parker, or Secretary Parker? Motion to deny. Do I have a second?
Commissioner McCann seconds.
Commissioner McCann seconds. Okay, Commissioner, Commissioners, any discussion? Okay, young lady?
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve the motion for denial of this property.
Secretary Parker.
Approve.
Commissioner Webster.
I make a motion to deny the disapproval.
Commissioner Shine.
Commissioner Shine, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Approve.
Commissioner Wadford.
Approve.
Commissioner Carey.
Approve denial.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I may, this is Christina Ramirez. I have just a couple points of order. First is to clarify for the record, Mr. Webster, if you're, when you voted, you said motion to deny, but it was clear, it was a vote. Is that correct? Yes? Okay.
You deny the disapproval.
Okay. And then the second one is I do need a clarification for the justification for the denial. Remember, we have those FAR versus TIPIT requirements. If I believe it was Secretary Parker made the motion, if you could give at least one of those points of clarification for the recommendation of denial. And she has a list of those there.
So what do you want me to pick, a number and a letter here, or what do you want?
So the FAR versus TIPIT should be on the very top there, and it gives, you don't have one, okay. And it gives several different options there. I believe one of them is it doesn't go with the area, it's not part of the comprehensive plan,
yeah, I mean,
any of those.
I mean, to me, I mean, basically what I'd already previously said is that the neighborhood has changed over time. So even though that there's currently B4 in that general area, that neighborhood is continuing to change to more strictly residential and small business areas. And I feel like B4 is too large of a zone, business zoning for that area.
Okay, we can get that in there then.
Cool.
I apologize, we've been questioned recently on our FAR versus TIPIT of responses for all of our denials, so we're just trying to make sure that we have everything covered.
Please give them my cell phone. I would love to talk to them. Okay, under agenda item number 8 is new business. We have P21-26, discuss and consider a request for a preliminary plat referred to as Steelhouse Lake Edition on property described as R.W. Tom Survey, abstract number 837, and a Lucy Odell Survey, abstract number 644. And the land herein described being all the certain called 1.50 acre tract of land conveyed to Star Steelhouse Properties, LLC, a Texas limited liability company, by correction specialty warranty deed with vendor's lien recorded in document 202-100-0947, official public records of Bell County, Texas, generally located on the east side of Steelhouse Lake Road and north of Nevaeh Road, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Bell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. Before you have a preliminary plat application for a parcel located on Steelhouse Lake Road, just north of the Cedarbrook Ridge subdivision. This application is for a 1.5 acres of vacant land. The proposed development will consist of one lot that is currently zoned secondary and highway business. The applicant's intent for this lot is to put in a gas station, convenience store. The proposed subdivision is also located within the Knights Way Overlay District, so there will be, and any development within the subdivision will be required to comply with the standards set forth in that overlay district. As of September 23rd, staff had reviewed the submitted preliminary plat and engineering plans and made comments to address the safety, drainage, water, and wastewater utilities. And if you, the intent on the 2021 future land use for this lot was to extend the community center down to this area, so this would be an applicable use of that land per the future land use map that is still being proposed, is not adopted quite yet. Since the time the packets were prepared, staff has been in contact with the applicant. And there are still a few remaining comments that need to be addressed. But they can be handled at the time of construction plans being reviewed and final plat. In particular, on this map, if you'll notice, on the lot, the bottom right-hand side of the lot has a sewer line coming out of it and extending down to a city main that's to the east. And we asked for an easement dedicated utility easement for that sewer line to run through, which we have not received yet. But conceptually speaking, the layout for the offsite utilities can be provided at a later time once the applicant obtains consent and the easement from the landowners. As I stated, they will need to have that prior to the release of construction plans and the approval of the final plat. And I am available if you have further questions.
Do they have anything about what this would look like or anything like that? So any kind of?
There should be a concept plan in there. This is the concept plan showing the proposed layout of the convenience store gas station.
All right. Commissioners, any questions for Ms. Bell? All right.
How would we enter?
Good.
How would we enter?
Looks like we would enter off Steelhouse Lake Road there. There'd
yes,
one
I
way
apologize.
In, one way out.
Yes, so there is a driveway, a proposed driveway, and if you notice on the north side of the lot where it connects, go up, yeah, and a little bit to the right. Their parking lot will have to have marginal access into the lot to the north of them. TxDOT will not give them another driveway access, so they would have to have a shared access agreement from that driveway to the south.
Say that one more time.
Go ahead. On this concept plan where the mouse is right now, that would eventually connect to that lot to the north.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So that people entering the convenience store parking lot would gain access to that lot to the north through their property. They would essentially have one driveway off of Steelhouse Lake Road, and they would have to drive to the north to get to that lot to the north of them.
So the lot next door is going to have, I know that lot's not, is it going to have this entrance in as well, or only off this, like over here at the IHOP, that type of deal? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, and the only concern I got with it is that it's backing right up to that residential home.
Yeah,
yes.
Right,
I mean,
there.
That all that traffic flow is going to be right on their fence.
Right.
Yeah, point of order.
Yes, sir.
I agree. When I went over there, I checked that there's at least four houses that are going to have problem with light abatement and probably sound abatement as well. Two of those houses are two stories, so they're definitely going to get the light.
Hey, Bobby, pick me up a gallon of milk.
From that, exactly. And so that's part of it. The other is, I would love to see their business case analysis. If you look at the infrastructure bill that's going on right now, The president wants electric vehicles 50% by the year 2030. We're talking 8 years from now. 50% of the cars sold will be electric. The environmentalists want 100% electric by 2035. We've got two gas stations right there north of that that are one right at the corner and another one about two blocks from it. It's like, how many gas stations do you need in a certain area? And then knowing that in 8 years, 50% of the vehicles sold are going to be electric, that's definitely not going to help on your business case analysis. So I'm just wondering, maybe they can explain to me how they're figuring this out. Do they become an electric car charging station after gas? We no longer need gas cars. I mean,
might become a gaming place.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget that they're selling chips and cokes and all that too.
Of course, they're doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
So this committee is supposed to look at the future of Harker Heights. Okay, and we've been planning 20 years out.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that in 8 years, this is the plan, folks. If that bill doesn't go into effect, the only thing that's going to happen is it's going to slow it down, because Ford and GM and Tesla and other companies are already building them. So I'm just saying, do we really need all these gas stations?
Good point, good point. Commissioners, anyone else? All right. Okay, who is here representing this request?
So the applicant's engineer and the applicant were notified of the meeting. They received letters, and we did have discussions with them, so I'm not sure why they are not present. Our code allows us to continue to hear a plat case. The applicant is encouraged to be here, and it may be deemed a withdrawal, but that's at your discretion.
No, I think we continue.
Well, as far as the entrance, like, that was one of our concerns. They can't push it. TxDOT won't allow them to push it to the north side of the property?
That is correct. Okay. That is the only approved TxDOT location, because there is a floodplain crossing there at the road. And that property to the north originally came in a few months back, and it was pulled from your agenda because TxDOT would only allow that location on the southern property and none on the northern property.
I have a question. How many items are still outstanding on the packet?
So I believe the only outstanding item for this case is TxDOT final approval of the actual driveway, and then the off-site sewer easement. The off-site sewer easement, the city is in the process of getting that property transferred over to us. It was approved in one of the recent plats, and of course the paperwork lags behind a little bit.
So if you were filling out a packet for us today, would your recommendation have changed?
Yes, we would have been recommending approval, because all of the items were addressed adequately for this phase in the development process. So the only outstanding items, as Ms. Bell has indicated, can be handled during construction and final plat.
My concern is this particular engineer, from the past few times they've been here, has always had an incomplete packet. And it's like they don't respect the city enough to answer the questions that have been asked. And the last time, I now feel bad about suggesting approval a couple of months ago when they were here. And the reason that I did is I knew who was behind the project and knew that they had a history of performance in this area. Now we have no applicant, no engineer. We have an incomplete packet. And I don't think that sets a good sign for this body to say, oh, well, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt if they haven't done what appear to be pretty simple things to answer. It's like there's no sense of urgency on their part to satisfy you. which leaves us in a position where we're making conditions and agreeing to do things if. And it feels to me like they should come back when they have everything complete and that everybody's agreed. Because there's only so long you can go with making conditions and conditions and conditions, and especially with no one here to say, this is how we might handle that.
So good point, good point. Okay, commissioners? Anybody else? Nope. Okay, applicant's not here. It's back to us at this point here. Do I have a motion?
So, Mr. Chair, you do have four different options now. You have the option for a motion to approve with conditions, motion to disapprove, or motion to consider it to be withdrawn since the applicant is not present. In either case, if it is disapproved, approved, or withdrawn, for approvals and disapprovals, it will go before City Council. If you deem for it to be withdrawn, then the applicant would be asked to resubmit a packet and could come before you next month.
I'll make
yes,
a
sir.
Motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to consider it withdrawn.
A second.
Okay. So I have a motion to consider withdrawn. And then Shine seconds. Okay, commissioners, so we have a motion right now and a second to consider withdrawing this. Any discussion? So if we withdraw it now, we're looking at seeing them possibly in a month from now. City Council doesn't see it, and hopefully they're able to get their stuff together and come back. And realize we're serious. Good. All right. Back to us now. Do you want to call for the vote, ma'am?
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve this withdrawal. Is that okay?
Secretary Parker.
Approve.
Commissioner Webster.
Approve.
Commissioner Shine.
Approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Approve.
Commissioner Wadford.
Approve.
Commissioner Carey.
Approve.
7-0. Okay. We now have P21-27, discuss and consider a request for a preliminary plat referred to as Chaparral Road, additional property described as Peter Williamson Survey, abstract number 1099. And the land herein described being a portion of that certain 3.79 acre tract conveyed to Rena Chang Hoot by gift deed recorded in volume 3475, page 616, official public records of Bell County, Texas, generally located at the intersection of Chaparral Road and FM 3481, Stillhouse Lake Road, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Bell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. Before you have another preliminary plat for the intersection of Chaparral Road and Stillhouse Lake Road. It should be noted that the entire parcel, only a portion of this parcel was sold and is on this plat. It was sold to the landowner by Meets and Bounds. It was not platted prior. So there is a remaining portion on the southern piece of that triangle that is not being considered today. This proposed development will also consist of a convenience store, gas station. The 2007 future land use map shows the future use of this property to be single family residential. The most recent update, proposed update to the 2021 future land use map indicates this parcel to be designated as a community center land use. And as of September 23rd, staff had reviewed the submitted preliminary plat and engineering plans and made comments to address the safety, drainage, water, and wastewater utilities and other pertinent requirements. If you go to the next slide. That one that showed the gas station layout. So it should be noted on this plat that the driveway on 3481, the northern side, that driveway will not be allowed. And the only proposed driveway that will be allowed is the one on the southern side. Go to the other one. Yes, ma'am.
Along the
text dot right away. There you go. Thank you.
Sorry.
And again, this piece of property, because there is land to the south that has not been developed yet, they will also have to provide marginal access as well. So like a shared access easement to get into that land to the south.
Which one's not allowed?
The small one to the north, up near the, yes.
Okay.
And I am available for questions.
Commissioners, any questions? Yes, sir.
I could have swore, and maybe goes back a while. Were there plans to actually change the route of Chaparral Road?
Yes, there were.
So, yes, there were. The city of Harker Heights entered into an interlocal agreement with the city of Killeen, as well as KISD and Bell County. That interlocal agreement is in the process of changing. The final alignment for Chaparral has not been approved, and only phase one of at least a three-phase project for Chaparral has been approved, and that's in the westernmost section in Killeen. And so because of that and the ownership of the land, since it wasn't a finalized alignment, there's nothing that the city can do to prohibit somebody from coming in and wanting to develop their land in the interim.
I apologize. This slide that's before you right now, the applicant did also request a variance to the sidewalk requirement, and we did provide some street views of the property. We did consult with planning staff and public works staff, and they recommended that no variance be given, but because the applicant did request it in writing, we did want to present it to you.
They didn't want a sidewalk? Was there anything else they didn't want?
That was the only one that we received in writing.
Trying not to be a smart ass, but.
Commissioner McCann.
Man's on it tonight. I don't know, this guy drank a bunch of coffee or something before he came here. Why? He's on it. Keep going, brother.
At the 3481, it doesn't have a turning lane if you're coming from Fuller Lane, correct? So
currently,
when people
yes.
are trying to enter on that south entrance on
3481. No, there is a turn lane there. There is a turn lane there. Yeah.
Coming over the big hill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just was in that turn lane.
Okay, so people will be stopped on the main road.
Because I couldn't get out. And then now I got in that lane. There is one there. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was worried about cars stopped on 3481 trying to turn in, and those cars coming
over. It's not
only there,
it's the cars come flying this way. And
yeah.
It's the whole mess.
It just seems like a bad entrance on that road to me.
It's a bad point.
The one on Chaparral is not.
Yes, sir.
May I also include my electric vehicle comments from the last one into this one?
Yes, you may, sir.
Like
we'll note that
again.
For the record.
For the record. And in, here's another gas station. It's going to be right down the road from a possible other one we just discussed. I'm just concerned that we're going in the wrong direction here.
And so the use within that particular zoning case, I recognize your concern and the needs for change. The use within that zoning district is not something that we consider for plats. For plats, it is the clear-cut items that are required for a plat to be approved. With this preliminary plat, it's does their water and sewer drainage make sense? Do their entrances meet TxDOT requirements, our requirements? Do they have all of the legal information, and are they present? Is something that you can consider.
And their packet is not complete, I understand.
Their packet is not complete. Staff is under the, when we go through our code for our platting code, sidewalks are not something that we can waive. And the applicant was advised if they wanted to waive a sidewalk, the proper channel to do that would be to go through some type of zoning ordinance. look at some type of other zoning that, where they could require that or request that as a condition, that that's not something that is typically waived during the plat process. And staff would not support not putting sidewalks in. There are several commercial parcels that are undeveloped along this highway. And so at the time of development is when we see sidewalks go in. And with this being the first one in that real close vicinity, of course, there aren't going to be any pre-existing sidewalks in that area. But it can be done. Yes, the topography is a little difficult. And we did have a pre-development meeting with the applicant and or with the applicant's engineer to advise them of that. And it was recorded in our minutes for that. And it was not submitted in with this packet.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. Commissioners, any other questions? Discussions? Nope. All right, good. All right. At this point in time, I need a motion on this.
So there is no representative?
Oh, golly. You got me there. You got me there. Okay, you got me there. Is there anyone here, who is here representing this request? Oh. Oh, they're not here. Okay. So again, this is the same one.
Yes.
All right. And now it's back to us.
I make a motion to withdraw like we did the last.
I like that.
That's the fair.
Okay, Secretary Parker.
I'll see.
All right. And Watford woke up. Good. Okay. So we have a motion here to withdraw this by Secretary Parker, and then we have a second by Commissioner Watford. Any discussion, commissioners? Okay. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve this withdrawal.
Secretary Parker.
Approve.
Commissioner Webster.
Approve.
Commissioner Schein.
Approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Approve.
Commissioner Carey.
Approve.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's 7-0 there on that. Good job. All right. Next is going to be discuss and consider adoption of the January 2022 and January 2023 Planning and Zoning Commission calendar. Ms. Spell for the city.
So in your packet and in the PowerPoint, there should be a copy of a calendar with proposed meeting dates for the next year going into January 2023. I did want to note that there would not be a December 2022 meeting due to the Christmas holidays. And also, I know sometimes the meeting can fall close to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in 2022 is November 24th, and we propose the meeting date to be the following Wednesday, November 30th. In addition to this, we would also like to propose a new meeting time with or without a workshop of 5:30 beginning in January.
I like 5:30. I like 11 o'clock, actually, and then I can eat lunch right afterwards.
Exactly.
But 5:30 is good. Webster, you good with that, buddy?
Say again?
You good with 5:30?
I'm always good with 5:30, but I won't be here next year.
Oh.
Turned out.
All right, yeah, we'll go with that.
I've had my tenure here.
And I want to add in the get the Pledge of Allegiance back and the benediction back. Yeah. We got anything else, guys? You like it? All right, cool. And lady, I keep saying guys. Sorry about that. She looks very nice. Well, she always looks very nice. Anyways. All right, now it's reports from commissioners. Are there any commissioners or alternate members who wish to speak? I, as always, will speak. I went to the city council deal last week, as well as Monday and Tuesday about the budget. And it's quite rowdy on Monday. Tuesday was much calmer, and everything went through there. And a lot of people got arithmetic lessons at night. And anyways, I think the city's doing very well. We have areas we all have to work on. But overall, I think we're going to our goal well. I think we do need a more code enforcement. And I brought that up more than once. I'm going to bring it up again. I think that we've got some projects coming to Harker Heights that look really good. Our exit ramp over there looks good coming along. And I'm glad to be up here, glad to have all y'all here, coming here. It's you know, time out of your day, your night, whatever else, to come here and do all this. So put up with me. So anybody else have anything else to say?
To the fire department, thank you very much.
Yeah. see that.
Job well done out there, so, I believe.
Yeah. That could have been a lot worse. Yeah. Anyone else?
I have to say the Parker Heights entry sign is looking pretty small nowadays.
Yep. Yep.
With all the restructuring and everything, it's kind of up there on top
yeah.
of the hill and kind of small.
But you know, Nolaville, well, there they painted their bridge. They did all the stuff their bridge there. And I went to Waco the other day, and Lorena had, Lorena's got their nice ornamental iron across there with the L in it and a clock. And I know the city's doing some kind of a clock around here somewhere, which, but our entrances, we could really improve just the bridges alone, you know, something there just by painting or the ornamental or something there. I think fairly inexpensive. Yeah. Nolaville, I mean, look what they did. If Nolaville.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting a bid from you, it might be pretty pricey.
I think. But if Nolaville can spice up their area, you know, we can't let those people look better than us. That's all there is to it.
They've been taking the opposite approach.
And this is Chairman Robinson saying all this. So, okay, are there any staff comments?
There are, sir. Just to let you all know that we do have a Parks and Recreation project to update all of our signage here in the city to include our entry signs. We also are working with the Chamber of Commerce and leadership, the leadership class who is donating a clock that'll be here on this campus for the city. And as a reminder, for those of you whose current term is up but you still have years of eligibility left, please remember to fill out your application. We would like to have you back. And if you're still interested in serving in that capacity, make sure you get your application in up here to the city secretary. And another quick reminder is that at the meeting when city council determines who gets appointed to what positions, they will be provided also a copy of your attendance records as well.
Do you know who is up for coming off right now with the term?
Commissioner Webster.
Commissioner Webster is coming off, but
he's
I believe we
off.
Have two that are, they're at the end of this term, but they still have another 2 years.
That is correct. Miss Carey is one of them. And then the next one is going to be, sorry, I can't read. That should be it, I believe.
So we will verify that and give you a call just to make sure.
That should be it.
Cool. All right. Anything else?
That's it, sir.
All right. Hearing nothing further, we are adjourning this regular meeting of the P&Z at 6:38 p.m.
I'm not going to renew it. Just
that's
she said that.
Good timing.
Yes, she did.
She did?